This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nats opening day is around the corner. We'll be broadcasting live Thursday from Tap 99. You can check us out there. 4 o'clock is when the show starts. We're all the way through until 7. So come hang out with Chris Russell before the game and then after the game with me if you're going to be down in the area. Or if you're just looking for somewhere to watch the Maryland game that night, of course, you could pop through and get your pregame on, get a meal, and then catch the game at Tap 99 across the street from Nats Park. And Anthony, there's only one way that we at the Hoffman Show celebrate Nats opening day.
Only one way, sir.
And that is to make absolute asses of ourselves. There is nothing that we do better on this show on topics that we should probably know a little bit more about. And so for, I don't know how many years in a row we've done this, but for the insert number of years straight year, we welcome in Toby Altizer, host of the Bustin' Loose podcast, a podcast where he and Grant Paulson talk very intelligently on baseball to do the absolute dumbest thing we could possibly do with Toby's baseball knowledge, and that is to host Is That Guy a Washington National? Toby, thank you for joining
us. Absolutely. Always great. Always great.
So here's the premise of the game. Toby's going to name what we think is a baseball player. For Anthony, for all we know, he might name like a movie character or something. And we have to simply say, yes or no, is that guy a Washington National? Anthony, I think we each should go on each guy, and or should we alternate? How do we want to do this?
I think we should alternate.
Okay, we should alternate. All right, so I'm going to open up my little tablet here just for a scoring system. But other than that, really, we have to get the official game show music. It's not a game show on this show until we say, is that guy a Washington National? All right, Toby, the floor is yours, sir. Anthony, do you want to go first or second?
I'll start it off.
All right, Toby, we need a name of a possible Washington Nationals baseball player for Anthony Haney to tell us whether or not he's actually a Washington Nationals baseball player.
All right, we'll start with Josh Lowe. Josh Lowe. Is Josh Lowe a Washington National?
I'm going to go with yes simply because you're giving me a softball, man. Like, you're giving me a layup, essentially.
Okay.
That's what you think.
I'm going to say yeah.
Real quick, I'm going to ask Craig his. Nathaniel Lowe. Is Nathaniel Lowe a Washington National?
I do believe Nathaniel Lowe. That is a name that I feel like I've seen in print. And I do believe he is a Washington National.
So the correct answer is Nathaniel Lowe is a Washington National.
Yeah!
Josh Lowe is his brother who plays for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, Toby, so this is what you want to do, man? You want to give me a hard time? You want to start off, bro?
He knows whose name is on the show.
All right.
So after round one, on Nathaniel Lowe, as opposed to Josh Lowe, who is a Major League Baseball player.
He is. Major leaguer for the Tampa Bay Rays. Outfielder. I saw him hit a home run while I was down at spring training.
The Tampa Bay Rays, who are playing this season in?
The Yankees spring training facility.
Yeah, because
Steinbrenner Field.
Yeah, the hurricane last year. So they're in Tampa, I believe.
Yes.
Because that stadium I have seen in person across from Raymond James Stadium where the Bucks play.
Yes.
There you go. You thought I had no baseball knowledge. I do, Anthony.
You know more than me, clearly.
It's just based off the fact that I covered a game at a football stadium next door. All right, round two. Ding, 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 ding. Is that guy a Washington National? Toby Altizer, round two, please.
Jose Ferrer.
Jose Ferrer is not a Washington National.
Jose Ferrer is a left-handed reliever for the Washington Nationals.
Oh, my gosh. I'm 0 for 2, Craig. Isn't the life I deserve, man. It truly isn't.
Let's see.
All right. And Toby's not making it easy on the boy.
No, he's not.
No, I mean, we're going deep names because I think you know the popular guys. Like, chances are I'm not going to go C.J. Abrams. I think you know that guy.
He's a National.
He is a National.
Do I get credit for that, Craig?
I think you guys know that.
Okay. No.
All right.
But this was, you know, we were talking before you give me my next one. We were talking in the hallway about this because Anthony was asking my confidence level. And I was like, it's not high. But I do feel like there's definitely, like, I feel like if we did if you gave us the 9 starters and just didn't tell us that's what you were doing, I would do way better this year than I would have in previous years. Because you're starting to see some of the names we've been hearing about for a while in the minor league system come up. Some of the guys that were acquired in the Soto trade, for instance, like those guys are starting to come up and be actual major leaguers this year.
All right. Your next one, Craig. Josh Rutledge.
Josh Rutledge is not a Washington National. Josh Rutledge is the wife of, or the husband of Laura Rutledge. He was a former Major League Baseball player, but I do not think he is currently a Washington National, nor a current Major League Baseball player.
This guy's dialed in. I was trying to fool him. Jackson Rutledge is a Nationals pitcher. Josh Rutledge is the husband of Laura Rutledge. So, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I just got extraordinarily lucky on that one. I knew who Josh Rutledge was. You said it, and I was like, wait a second. You can't get that on me. So, through 2 rounds, somehow, some way, through nothing but pure dumb luck, I am up 2-0 on Anthony. Oh, the fall is going to be mighty.
All right, Toby.
Let's see. Anthony, is Paul DeJong a Washington National?
Who?
Can you spell DeJong?
Paul DeJong. DeJong. Paul DeJong.
Paul DeJong.
He is not a National.
That's tough because he's probably starting at third base for your Washington Nationals on Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
That is tough.
Good gracious. Good gracious.
Taking notes here. Starting third baseman.
Yes.
This might be a shutout, Craig.
All right. Next.
That means if I get nothing more correct, then I would win.
Yeah.
Take that. There's definitely a chance that's going to happen here.
All right,
Toby, what you got next for me?
Next for you, Jorge Mateo.
Jorge, first of all.
Can I steal?
No. You guys know the Kirkjian bit on Van Pelt, right? Where he does the Baltimore accents.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like Jorge Mateo would be a good Baltimore accent name.
Mm.
Now, does that mean that guy's a Baltimore Oriole? Or is he a Washington National? Or is he neither? I'm going to say Jorge Mateo is not a Washington National. He's somewhere in the minor league system.
It's ironic that you brought up
Baltimore
because he plays for the Orioles.
God dang it. That was pure dumb luck. I was like, this is too stupid to actually happen. That was not me pulling a sly bit, which you now know. Because I then said the correct answer out loud and proceeded to veer away from it like an absolute dumbass.
Craig's good at this.
He's good. Apparently, he's good at figuring out when I'm just pulling some crap out here. I like it. I'm not.
Who's Jorge Mateo with the Orioles?
He is a shortstop. I think he's injured, actually, right now. But he's a speedy guy, so he can steal a little bit. He can get on the base paths and create some havoc.
That's Jorge Mateo.
All right, Anthony.
Oh, my gosh.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Oh, I know this. He's a National, baby.
Yeah, that's tough, Craig. Because he's pitching for the Dodgers.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, you want to know what's funny, Craig?
Sit down. Your head's out of the frame on the video.
He's so confident. Yamamoto pitches for the Nationals. I'd be fired up.
What's his first name again?
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yoshinobu.
I believe he pitched in the Japan series for the Dodgers.
He did, because the game was on in the 106.7 studio.
Nasty splitter.
And you guys asked me who that was. And I thought, for some reason, I was watching the Nationals, and it was actually the Dodgers. God.
All right.
Thanks, Toby.
I'm over 4. Roki Sasaki. Is Roki Sasaki a Washington National?
Sure.
He is not. He also pitches for the Dodgers. He was the pride of the offseason. A Japanese pitcher coming over, throws 100+, walked 5 guys in 3 innings in his debut in Japan. Anthony, I'm going to throw you a bone here.
Please. Please.
Get a guy off the schneid. Or thoroughly embarrass him, one or the other.
Is Shinosuke Ogasawara a part of the Washington Nationals?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to take notes, Toby. Japanese names, famously, a lot of letters.
Shinosuke Ogasawara. I think I'm saying that right. It might be Ogasawara.
Do they say that on the national broadcast? How do they say it on the national broadcast?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Does he not know because it's not a national? Or
that's
does
what
he...
I think his nickname is Shino. I think his nickname is Shino.
All right, you think or you know?
A crafty lefty. Doesn't throw real hard.
Craig, what would your guess be?
My guess is no. He's probably a pitcher for the Dodgers at this point.
All right, he's a pitcher for the Dodgers, so no!
He pitches for the Washington Nationals.
We were both wrong.
I went 0-for-5, dog.
You want a couple more?
Oh, my God. I just need to get one right, please. Please.
How many would we have to name until Anthony gets one right?
It might be a little bit. I could go through some names here. Is Colin Poche a pitcher for the Nationals?
No.
He is. A left-handed
I'm
reliever.
I'm taking notes at this point.
A left-handed reliever. Another one for you. Anthony, is Mike Soroka a Washington National?
Craig.
I think he's trying to help you get Nationals at this point. I'm saying yes.
He is a pitcher for the Washington Nationals.
Eventually, I think he's just naming pitchers for the Nationals until you say yes.
Can you at least do me do you know who's starting opening day for the Nationals on the mound?
Josiah Gray.
Oh.
No, Mackenzie Gore. Good.
I mean, at least we understand why Craig got some correct and Anthony got none. Mackenzie Gore
was
is starting opening day. Josiah Gray pitched opening day last year.
Oh, okay.
But
that's
Josiah
what it was.
Gray may not pitch at all this year.
Yeah, he's Tommy John.
Yeah,
right?
He's injured. He's injured.
I'm a year late, bet.
Honestly, man, we do these games and typically they're pretty funny. And somehow they're always funnier than I think they're going to be. This one was even funnier than I thought it would be, based off the fact that these games are always funnier than I think they would be. If you want actual baseball analysis, may I recommend the Bustin' Loose Baseball podcast, starring Toby Altizer. Toby, unbelievable job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
He has a great poker face, too. I was looking at him like, he's going to give it to me. And I never got it.
Not a damn one of them. When we get back, Sheehan's conversation with Kevin Willard. You got to hear what he said about Derek Queen's game winner. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa with customizable crispy and roasted chicken sandwiches.